The Boy at the Top of the Mountain by John Boyne.
The recording of this book has been made possible by kind donation from players of the County Vice President.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For my nephews, Martin and Kevin. Part 1. 1936. Chapter 1. Three red spots on a handkerchief. Although Piero Fischer's father didn't die in the Great War, his mother Emily always maintained it was the war that killed him. Piero wasn't the only seven-year-old in Paris to live with just one parent. The boy who sat in front of him at school hadn't laid eyes on his mother in 4 years since she'd run off with an encyclopedia salesman, while the classroom bully, who called Piero Le Petit because he was so small, had a room above his grandparents' tobacco shop on the Avenue de la Motte-Piquet, where he spent most of his time dropping water balloons from the upstairs window onto the heads of passers-by below, and then insisting that it had nothing to do with him. And in an apartment on the ground floor of his own building, on the nearby Avenue Charles Floquet, Piero's best friend, Angel Bronstein, lived alone with his mother, Madame Bronstein, his father having drowned 2 years earlier during an unsuccessful attempt to swim the English Channel. Having been born only weeks apart, Piero and Angel had grown up practically as brothers, one mother taking care of both.